السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين حضرت مسیح موعود علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام خدا تعالیٰ کے وہ پہلوان ہیں.
حضور says that the promised Messiah علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام, he was that stalwart of Allah Almighty who was declared as the stalwart of Allah by Allah Almighty himself. This title why was given to him by Allah Almighty? Because from his childhood, by the grace of Allah, he has in his heart the love of Allah and the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his heart, and by the grace of Allah it was so much his heart was so much filled with this love that any opportunity of defending Islam he would not let it go unattended. Regarding every faith, the deep study that he had about all these religions and knowledge, and as compared to any other religion, the dominance of Islam, the establishment of the superiority of Islam, he was always busy in that. When in India the Christian missionaries were in large number and very active, and regarding Islam and the founder of the Holy Prophet of Islam, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, against them hundreds of books were written, and innumerable leaflets and pamphlets were distributed on the subject. Which put a lot of Muslims into the lap of Christianity. And those who did not join Christianity, a large number of those such Muslims were there who started entertaining doubts regarding the teachings of Islam. And with this onslaught of Christianity, the Arya Samaj and Brahmo Samaj, these movements, they also became very active against Islam. And the Muslims, they were in such a state that instead of defending the cause of Islam against other religions, they were all fighting with one another, and they were issuing verdicts of disbelief, takfir against one another. At that time, on this critical situation of Islam, if there was anyone who was really worried about the situation and who wanted to defend the cause of Islam, that was Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani alayhi salatu wasalam. At that time, he, in order to defend Islam against all these attacks, he wrote a book, the name of which is Ibrahim Ahmadiyya, in which he proved the Holy Quran to be the word of God and the book from Allah Almighty, and he established this point, and also he established the prophethood of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his being excellent, and par excellence he established with irrefutable arguments. And the result of that was that all the religions which were against Islam, they were really shaken to the core. And these people against and these people became more active in their very vulgar attacks against Islam. This unique style of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, which he presented in his book Ibrahim Ahmadiyya in defense of Islam in order to explain the beautiful teaching of Islam, many great ulama, Muslim ulama, as it was their common style, they fully appreciated the way he defended the cause of Islam. But when through leaflets, when he expanded the message of Islam further, then there was a part of Muslims who stood against him, and they joined hand with the opponents of Islam, and they started a sort of a struggle against him. In that age, he presented the message of Islam with such a zeal and dedication. The one can understand that from this point that Mauli Abdullah Snorri Sahib, one of his companions, with his reference, Hazrat Mirza Bashir Ahmad Sahib has related one narration that at that time the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam printed a leaflet in 20,000 number and sent it to various parts of the world wherever the post could reach it. He sent it to all the kings, rulers, and the people at the helm of affairs, the ministers, and the scholars, writers, and ulama, scholars, and nawabs. He sent this leaflet to all these people. So this was in that time, at that time when he did not have any claim of messiahhood. Just as a mujaddid, as a reformer, the one who is reviving the faith, he gave this message, and he mentioned the beauties of Islam in that, in those in leaflets. So anyway, with this message, when this message reached in various parts of the world, the people did not show any reaction to that one. But in India, the other religions which were there, which had been thinking that now we are going to assimilate all the Muslims within our fold, they were shaken. A sort of earthquake was felt in their feelings, and there was a book written they said that first the book was written, and now in order to express the beauty of Islam, now the leaflets are also being distributed far and wide. So it was quite apparent that whatever means was adopted, whatever weapon they could use against Islam, they did use at that time. As I said, that some Muslims, because of their own hatred, they joined hand with the non-Muslims, and they became against the Promised Messiah. So anyway, in that situation, the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, he prayed to Allah Almighty very fervently, very devotedly, that I am here to defend and propagate the last religion of Islam, and in order to defend the Holy Prophet who is so dear to you, O my Lord. Therefore, O my Allah, you please help me. And with that thinking, he decided that he is to go to a retreat, go for 40 days, and he would have a special moment, occasion of time for special prayers, and so that he should seek a sign in favor of Islam. And he should seek for a very special sign in support of his claim and the truth of Islam. So he did istikhara first, that where this thing should be done, where he should go for retreat. And he was told that this the place of this Chillakashi should be Hushyarpur, and so for this very purpose he undertook the journey to go to Hushyarpur. There were three companions with him. One was Hazrat Mauli Abdullah Sonauri Sahib, Sheikh Hamid Ali Sahib, and Fateh Khan Sahib. Hazrat Masih Maud Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, he wrote to one of his friends, Sheikh Mehr Ali Sahib of Hushyarpur, that I am going to stay there for 2 months, and you please arrange a house, a solitary house for me, where I can do the worship in the best possible manner, in the best possible way. And he asked his companions and told them that during this period of stay, nobody should come to see me, and there should be no formal mulaqat or meeting with any people. Anyway, Sheikh Sahib, he allocated one house which was out of the town, and he made all the arrangements necessary. And for the spending this time in retreat, in 22nd January 1986, he reached there and he settled there. And he asked, directed his companions, as he said, that nobody should come to see me, nor you, none of you have to talk to me. So much so that when you bring the food, you just leave it there. I will take it whenever I like. So anyway, during this period of retreat, Allah Almighty revealed so many things upon him. On 20th of February in 1886, he was there. He printed a leaflet by way of announcement and sent it to various parts. There were so many prophecies in that which Allah Almighty fulfilled in his life with great excellence. But in the Jamaat, with reference to this 20th of February, every year a jalsa is held, a meeting is held. So therefore, I will take it this point that how this prophecy was fulfilled so gloriously. I would be mentioning something. This prophecy of Muslim Aud, incidentally, today is also the 20th of February. This prophecy was related to the birth of a special son and his attribute, as I mentioned in the beginning. This was the prophecy regarding the promised son. This was given to him during those prayers. He made this prophecy after making his prayers to Allah Almighty. When he sought the sign from Allah Almighty in favor of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the truth of Islam, when he was begging this sign, this prophecy was given to him. So this prophecy is not an ordinary prophecy. Rather, this prophecy and the one through whom this was fulfilled, actually, this is a great sign of the victory of Islam and the truth of Islam. And this is also a strange decree of Allah Almighty. This year, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, he was also instructed to take bath in 1889. In 1889, he was And the one who was the person referred in this prophecy was also born in that very year. So the wording of the prophecy, I present in the wording of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, Hazur is quoting that, the leaflet which he issued that said,
پہلی پیش گوئی جو خود اسحاقر سے متعلق ہے آج 20 فروری 1886 میں جو
مطابق that the first prophecy which is related to me today on 20th of February 1886 which is according to 15 Jumadi al-Awwal very briefly, as an example I mention this prophecy for all people. I will, the first prophecy or the revelation which was given to me through the knowledge of Allah Almighty and Allah the glorious, the sublime, He who has got the power, who is Almighty, He has and glorified be His name, He has told me through the revelation that I am going to give you a sign of mercy according to that which you sought from me. So I have listened to your supplications and I have accepted your prayers to the point of acceptance. And your journey, which is the journey to Hoshiarpur and Ludhiana, has made it blessed for you. So the sign of mercy and grace and honor of Allah Almighty is given to you. The blessing, the sign of blessing and grace is given to you. And the key to the victory and success is being given to you. Successful one, be blessing upon you, so that those people who are in need of life, they should be given a new life, and those who are in the graves, they should come out, and so that the excellence and the superiority of the true religion should be made clear to the people, so that the truth should come with all its blessings and the falsehood should run away with all its shortcomings, so that the people may understand that I am Almighty, I do whatever I like, and so that they should believe that I am with you, and so that those who are doubtful about the existence of God, and those who are doubtful about the religion of Allah and the book and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they see all these people with their eyes of disbelief, they should be given a clear sign, and the path of the disbeliever should be made clear. So blessing to you that a very beautiful and a great son is going to be given to you, a young person is going to be given to you. He would be from your seed, from your progeny, from your family, and blessed and pure son comes your is given to you as a son. His name is Emmanuel, and he is free from all types of filth, and he is the light of Allah. The blessed is he who comes from Allah. Along with that, fazl is there, blessing of Allah is there, which will come along with that. He would be of great excellence and grandeur. He would come to the world, and through his messianic person, he would deliver a lot of people from their diseases. He is the word of Allah, because Allah Almighty, through his mercy, and through his word, Allah Almighty has sent that person. He would be extremely intelligent and full of wisdom. And he would be very meek of heart. He would be filled with religious and secular knowledge. He would be turning 3 into 4. Huzur says that the meaning of that was not clear to me. And this he is on Monday, blessed Monday, and he would be the reflection of Allah Almighty, the first and the last. And his coming would be as if Allah Almighty has descended. His coming will be extremely blessing, and his coming would be full of bring the blessings of Allah Almighty. And Allah Almighty has given all his pleasure to that person, and he would be under the shade of Allah Almighty, and he would make progress rapidly. He would be means of the release of the captives. He would be known to the end of the earth, and the nations will get blessings from him. And finally, he would be raised to Allah Almighty. And this is the word of Allah, which is... And if we go into detail, there are at least 52 qualities which are mentioned here. There were some other revelations. If you include all those, then those points can also be added, and they all make up 52 points. So this is the great prophecy. For the fulfillment of this prophecy, after getting this news from Allah Almighty, He announced that within the period of 9 years, this son will be born. And it would be embodiment of these qualities which will be in there. He mentioned all this. If I go into that detail, it will take long time. I will make it very brief. After some time, after the announcement of this prophecy, when he announced this prophecy, and soon after that, there was a baby girl born. Her name was Ismat. At that, the opponents, they raised hue and cry that your prophecy has gone wrong. He said that I mentioned a time period, and I didn't say that the immediate birth in my family would be of that son. But after that, a son was born. His name was given as Bashir, and this is known as Bashir Awwal. But after some time in childhood, he also passed away. So then the opponents, they again raised hue and cry upon that. Rather, before the birth of these two children, when he made this prophecy, so Pandit Lekhram, in very vulgar language, he wrote comparing each and every sentence of his prophecy, he wrote the words of refutation. For example, there was a sentence of the prophecy was that a very intelligent son will be given to you, and he would be from your progeny, from your seed. And opposed to that one, Lekhram wrote that Allah Almighty has told me that your progeny will discontinue very soon. At the most, it will be only for 3 years. And if there is any son, then he would not be a sign of mercy, he would be the sign of nuisance. And there are so many vulgarities which he mentioned. Today, apart from the fulfillment of the prophecy of Muslim Maud, Allah Almighty, the promise which was given to the promised Messiah, that your progeny will spread in the world. This Allah Almighty has spread the physical progeny of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam throughout the world. And the progeny of Lekhram is not known to us whether it is there or not. But the spiritual progeny of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, it is now all over the world, in every country. They are shining like stars everywhere. So anyway, at the death of Bashir Awwal, the enemies, they became very happy, and they raised the jubilations, and those who were followers of Lekhram, they raised hue and cry. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam repeatedly mentioned that Allah Almighty has told me about a time period, so wait for that, although it may be a bit long. But who can give the assurance that a person is going to live for that age? And how can one make the progeny about a son? And there are people have the son and the daughters. And regarding one's own age, who could say that a person is going to live? And one can say that what difference does it make? So Lekhram also made a revelation from his own, and he published it. But Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam said that with the birth of the sign, with the son, there are various signs. And when the signs will become clear, the world will know that the person who made this announcement, he made it on the authority of God. After having received the knowledge from Allah Almighty, he says that those specific conditions which were there, the attributes of that son, and even if the attributes have been much less, still it would not have minimized the importance of this prophecy. And every person, wise person, honestly can make the declaration that which is a prophecy which is related with such a person, certainly this is beyond human capacity. It is not only the birth of a son, but the prophecy about a son who is going to be born within a limited time. He would live for long, he would serve the cause of Islam, and he would spread the name of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then he would be well known to the ends of the earth. Anyway, the opponents of Islam, they raised various criticism and allegations for the period of 9 years. On that they raised, and at the death of Bashir Awwal, particularly they were very jubilant. At the time of Hazrat Masih Maud mentioning this point, the death of Bashir Awwal, that the second criticism of the opponent is that the son regarding which the prophecy was made in a leaflet, that son was born and he died in a childhood. And the full answer of this criticism is mentioned in that speech. The summary of that is that we have never ever mentioned in any leaflet that this son, the first one, would be having a long life, or that one is the Muslim Aud, the promised one. It was never ever made about the very first one. But our announcement of 20th of February 1886, it was mentioned regarding some children that they would pass away in young age, in early age. So one should think that with the death of this son, actually one prophecy has been fulfilled, not that it has been refuted. And all these, the indications were clearly indicating to the passing away of the son, this wording of the leaflet of 86, that a beautiful son comes to you as your guest. This word guest, the word guest clearly indicates that it was the name of that son, and this was a clear indication that he would pass away in childhood at a very young age, because the guest is that who comes for a few days and then goes back, and then he goes away in front of your eyes. And the one who stays on, other people pass in his presence, he is not described as the guest. And it was mentioned there that he would be pure from the sin. This was also clearly indicates that he would be passing away in young age, in childhood, because it indicates to his young age, the childhood, which is without sin. And the one which is mentioned later on, that is regarding the Muslim Aud, and it has been made very clear that these are the prophecy which is related to Muslim Aud, that begins with this wording, that along with that fazl will be coming, which will come along with the coming of that person. The first three verses, two or three verses of the prophecy, they are related with the first son, Bashir Awwal, and the Peshgoi, the prophecy of Muslim Aud, that begins with the wording, Uske saath fazl hai, jo uske saath aane aayega, that along with that is the blessing which will come with his coming, with his birth. So his name was given Fazl, and his name was Maud, and the third name was Bashir Sani. And in one revelation, his name was also disclosed as Fazl Umar. And it was imperative that his coming should be postponed and delayed until the birth of the first, the demise of the first son, because all these things, they were in the wisdom of Allah Almighty, and everything was according to that one. Now Bashir Awwal has passed away. Actually, that was a one who gave the glad tiding of the coming of the Bashir Sani, the second Bashir, that was Muslim Aud. Anyway, on 12th of January 1889, 3 years after the prophecy, this promised son was born, whose name was Mirza Bashiruddin Mahmud Ahmad. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, in his book Sirul Khilafa, he writes that it was in 1894, it was written that a young son of mine, whose name was Bashir Awwal, Bashir, actually it refers to Bashir Awwal, he died in the state of childhood, and then Allah Almighty told me, that Allah Almighty told me that as a favor we are going to send you back. And the mother of the child also saw that Bashir has come, that I will meet you with great love and affection, and I will not leave you for a long time. And after this revelation, Allah Almighty gave me the second son, then I came to know that this is the same promised Bashir about which Allah Almighty has given me the promise and the prophecy, and I named that son as Bashir. And in that person I see the reflection of Bashir Awwal. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam, in regarding this great son of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, in his person, who is Bashir Sani, Hazrat Mirza Bashiruddin Mahmud Ahmad Sahib, through him this prophecy of Muslim Maud was fulfilled gloriously, and this was accepted by the world. Hazrat Khalifat Masih Awwal, when he passed away, he became the caliph. By the grace of Allah, for nearly 52 years he remained the head of the community and Khalifa. And during his period of Khilafat, as the Jamaat expanded outside India, that was also is a glorious proof of the truthfulness of this prophecy. To cover his period, it's not only difficult, it is impossible. To say everything at one time is impossible. But I would just like to mention certain points of the prophecy, and the fulfillment of that I would narrate some examples and instances of that which have been mentioned by Hazrat Muslim Maud himself, and which has been mentioned even by the opponents. And I would like to mention that Khalifatul Masih Sani, Hazrat Muslim Maud, he did not announce this thing that he is the fulfillment of this prophecy until Allah Almighty told him directly. And then after getting this information from Allah Almighty, in 1944, he announced that I am the fulfillment of this prophecy, I am the Muslim Maud. And I am that Muslim Maud through whom Islam is going to reach, the message of Islam is going to reach to the end of the earth, and unity of Allah will be established. The statements and the verdicts of the opponents regarding the fulfillment of this prophecy, I mentioned some of them here. Maulvi Samiullah Khan, honorable non-Ahmadi before the acceptance of Pakistan, is Hare Haq. On the title, he wrote a title, he wrote a leaflet, and he said that the promised Messiah was given this information that from your progeny a person is going to be born, and through him the truth will spread, and lot of people will accept that reality. And if you read this prophecy again and again, and then you tell me honest, has this prophecy not been fulfilled? When the prophecy was made, the current Khalifa was only a young child, a young boy, and he did not made any will regarding the establishment of this son as a Khalifa. And the majority of the people at the demise of the promised Messiah, they elected Hazrat Maulvi Nuruddin Sahib as the Khalifa. And the opponents, they also laughed at this one. But after the demise of Hakim Sahib, Mirza Bashiruddin Mahmud Ahmad was elected as Khalifa. And this is a fact that the progress of Ahmadiyyat made during his time is quite evident. During the time of the promised Messiah, the number of Ahmadis was very small. And there was small progress during the first caliph. But in the period of the second caliph, and this Mirzaiyat, he used the word the Ahmadiyyat, actually it reached all parts of the globe. And in 1929, he mentioned that in these senses, the number will be very great. And despite the fact that during this period, the opponents have worked so hard in order to stop the progress of Ahmadiyyat, whatever truth he could write, this man has written. He wrote very well, and the ulama of today, they are not like that. Anyway, there was a person who was established from his progeny for the defense of Islam and the service of Islam, and this makes it very clear that the prophecy of Hazrat Mirza Sahib was fulfilled literally. And then a non-Muslim journalist, Arjun Singh, he was an editor of a newspaper. He says that Mirza Sahib in 1901, when Mirza Bashiruddin Mahmud Ahmad, the current Khalifa, was only a child, he made a prophecy. He took it to 1901 because he mentioned some verses of the promised Messiah, which mentioned that Allah Almighty gave him the glad tidings that I am going to give you a son, which will be a means of showing the truth of Islam to the people. He said that this prophecy is no doubt surprising. In 1901, he was not a great scholar at all, nor he was a very capable politician at that time. At that time, to say that there is a son who is going to be like that, the truth of he was a symbol of the truth. Nobody could say that he would become the successor. But this thought is absolutely wrong, because Mirza Sahib did not made this condition for his successorship, that somebody should be related to his family. So Khalifa Awwal was one who was not at all physically related to his family. So it could be that after Maulvi Khalifa Nuruddin, another person could have been elected the Khalifa. And at that time, Mauli Muhammad Ali Sahib Amir Jamaat Ahmadiyya Lahore was a candidate for the Khilafat, but the majority of the people, they supported Mirza Mahmud Ahmad Sahib, and he became the Khalifa. So he, Arjan Sahib, writes himself that if the great Mirza Sahib, there was no special spiritual power in him, if that had been the case, then how he could have known this one, that one of his son would be like this, that whatever the claim he had, he had three sons at that time, but he made the prophecy regarding only one. He was praying for all the three sons. And this is such an incident which has become so clearly that it has brought about a big change in the whole world. And regarding the promised son, he says, there is another point, that so that the excellence and the beauty and the sublimity of the religion should be made very clear to the world. And there is a declaration from the non-Ahmadis, the editor of Zimidar. Mawlvi Zafar Ali Khan Sahib has written in Zimidar, who was a great Muslim leader, well-known Muslim leader and a great orator. He has written, he says that listen carefully, you and your fellow beings, they cannot compete with Mirza Mahmud until the day of the last day. Mirza Mahmud has got the knowledge of Quran. What do you have? You have not read the Quran even in your dream. Mirza Mahmud has got a community who is going to sacrifice everything at his beck and call. And Mirza Mahmud has got missionaries. They are the scholars of various religions. And in every religion, he has established his mission there. And regarding his man of great administrative skill and ability, regarding that, the verdict of the opponent is a great journalist, Khwaja Hassan Nizami Dehlvi, he writes, he has written regarding Hazrat Muslim Aud that he is generally not feeling well. Hazrat Muslim Aud was not feeling well from his childhood, and very weak, and there was some problem with the eyes. He couldn't read properly, and his eyes would swell. He was unable to see, and the teachers used to make complaint to the promised Messiah. Mir Nasr Anwar Sahib also once complained that he doesn't know mathematics. Hazrat Masih Maud Alaihi Salatu Wasalam simply laughed at it, and he said we don't have to put him into any business, worldly business. And Hadrat used to ask Hadrat Khalifa Awwal, Maulana Nuruddin Sahib, and he would say that he is quite all right. But anyway, the worldly education, the secular education, he did not get any. And also the religious education was also what he obtained in the company of the Hadrat Maulana Nuruddin Sahib. So this is the example of that, that he would be filled with religious and secular knowledge. Khwaja Hassan Nizami says that he is generally not feeling well, but he does not stop his activities. Against a great opposition, he has worked very hard and he has established his position very well. And this is also because of his relation with the Mughal family. And he has got the political know-how and religious knowledge. And he has got a man of great intellectual ability. And then there was a wording in the prophecy that he would be delivering the people bonded in chains. This aspect was also fulfilled gloriously. Nowadays people say about us that we are against jihad and we are against Kashmiris and others. But the efforts made by Hazrat Muslim Maud رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, I just want to tell you something about that. When the freedom of Kashmir movement started, the All India Committee was established. That was because of him. And he has the full honor. And there were great scholars and leaders. Sir Zulfiqar Ali Khan, Dr. Iqbal, Khwaja Hassan Nizami, Sayyid Habib, editor of Siyasat. And with the consultation of all, Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Sani was elected as the president of this Kashmir movement. And as a result of that, by the grace of Allah, the Kashmiri Muslims who were deprived from all their basic human rights for a long time, they were given the freedom. They were able to enjoy the freedom. The Muslim press has mentioned about the glorious achievements of Hazrat Muslim Maud, and they wrote so much so that in that time when the state of Kashmir was very delicate, and at that time, despite the religious differences, they selected Mirza Sahib as the chairman. And he looked at the task allocated to him. If at that time, because of the difference of religion, if Mirza Sahib had not been elected as the president, then this movement would have ended in failure. And the Muslim cause would have been damaged. Abdul Majid Salik, he writes about this thing, that Sheikh Muhammad Abdullah, Shere Kashmir and other workers, they had a relationship with Mirza Mahmood Ahmad Sahib and his friends, and they were thinking that Mirza Sahib, because of his being resourcefulness, could help this cause. And naturally, all the Kashmiri workers are very utmost grateful to him. Sayyid Habib, who was also a journalist, and he was the editor of Siyasat newspaper, and he was a member of All India Kashmir Committee. He writes that when Hazrat Muslim Maud resigned from the chairmanship of this committee, he wrote in the newspaper on 18th of May 1933, that in my opinion, because of his high supreme ability, Dr. Iqbal and Barkat Ali Sahib won't be able to run this work, and the people would know very, very clearly that when the situation was very critical, those people who, despite their religious differences, they selected him, he did the work in the best possible manner. If at that time, if he had not been elected because of religious disputes, then this movement would have been ended in failure and the cause would have been very much affected. In my opinion, his leaving this committee means the death of this party. And the people will come to know how much the work is done by this committee, and the world is witness to that, what happened after that. Hazrat Mirza Bashir Ahmad Sahib, he writes about it that within a short time after the struggle, he established such a system and made it so strong in this movement of people that the English government also submitted. and Kashmir, those who were captive for centuries, they started breathing in the air of freedom. And the Muslims got their right in employments and ownership of the property and also the facilities and education. And various ways were open for them. And the people of Kashmir in public meetings, Jamaat Ahmadiyya Zindabad and Sadr Kashmir Committee Zindabad, they raised the slogans like that, appreciating the services of the community. These people were made captive in such a way. Hazrat Muslim Maud explains himself that once it so happened, we had gone to Kashmir and there was a lot of luggage with us, and I asked a government officer that you arrange for some porters. There was a man going there on the road, and he was given to take this luggage on his back. And after that he started crying. I said, Kashmiri people are generally very strong. You can't carry this one luggage. And he said, I am a great farmer of my area, and this is the time of my marriage, and he just got hold of me because they have the government, so we cannot say anything, so he has asked me to carry this luggage. So this was this was the situation, that those people, well-off people, could not say anything against the officers of the government at that time. And another thing, that the religious knowledge, what the other people think, Allama Niyaz Fatehpuri Sahib, editor of Nigar, he writes that Tafsir-e-Kabir, the volume 6, is in front of me nowadays, and I am reading it minutely. And there is no doubt that in the reading of the Holy Quran, a new angle, a new way has been opened by the writer. And this tafsir, this commentary, is the very first one in which the religion and intellect has been put together. And we have to admit his depth of knowledge and extreme intelligence. We have to accept that one. And the argument that he makes is clear from each and every word of it. I'm afraid that I had been unaware of this before that. I wish that I could see all the volumes regarding Hazrat Lut, his views. When I read that yesterday, I was extremely full of praise, and I was compelled to write this. And how beautifully he has dealt with this controversial verse regarding the daughters of Hazrat Lut. Allah Almighty may keep him alive for a long time. And the non-Ahmadis, they put allegation to Hazrat Lut that he, as if he said that you take my daughters and do not disturb my guest. But Hazrat Muslim Maud رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, he explained the meaning in a totally different manner. That's anyway a separate subject. Huzur then says that Maulana Abdul Majid Riyabadi, he writes about the Quran, that Quran and the knowledge of Quran and the tabligh, global the preaching of Islam, the activity and the effort that he has done, Allah Almighty reward him for that. A scholar, from scholarly point of view, the commentary that he has written, the meaning that he has explained, that is really occupies a very high position in Islamic literature. And regarding the secular knowledge, he was also filled. Hazrat Muslim Maud has mentioned himself that the meaning of that is that the meaning of the prophecy is that he would not learn prophecy, this knowledge, secular knowledge, but Allah Almighty would fill him with that. He will be filled by God. And the secular knowledge does not mean mathematics and other things, but it means that he would be given these knowledge, and Allah Almighty will teach him these knowledges. And mathematics is not taught like that, but it actually refers to the religious knowledge and the knowledge of the Quran. The meaning of that is that Allah Almighty will be given to him the knowledge of the Quran, and Allah Almighty will become his own teacher. Allah Almighty himself will become his teacher. And he says that I saw how Allah Almighty taught me that he has dream that I saw that I am standing in a place and I am facing the mosque, and from the heaven I heard something like a bell or some rattling of the sound, and tun-tun, something like that voice is heard. And then I heard that this voice started spreading, and suddenly it spread the whole horizon, it covered the whole horizon. And then I saw that this voice came into a sort of a picture, and it came into a frame, and a very beautiful face emerged in that one. And after that, there was the movement in the picture, and then a person from that picture came out, and he said, "I am the angel of Allah, and Allah Almighty has sent to me that so that I should teach you the commentary of Surah Fatiha." And he started teaching me and continued to teach me. When he reached to Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in, then he said that all the commentators so far, they have commented up to this point, but now I am going to teach you further from this point. And I asked him to teach me, and he continued teaching me, and he finished up to the end of the Surah Fatiha. And then he says, and the second news was given in this prophecy was that he would be the internal knowledge, and that means those knowledges which are specially have the element of unseen. Allah Almighty declares this knowledge to those people who are appointed for special duties, so that that should become the proof of his relationship with Allah Almighty, and people can have revived their faith and strengthen their faith. And in this regard he says that another news which Allah Almighty gave me through the revelation was, this is also a dream, that Allah Almighty gave me the news regarding that war, that is regarding the Second World War, that once I saw in my dream that I went to England, and the English government says to me that you take care of our country, defend it. And then I asked, let me take your account of your resources, and then I will be able to tell you whether I will be able to defend your country or not. At that time, the government showed me all the war equipments and others, and then I mentioned that only you are lacking in the aeroplanes, and if the aeroplanes are available, then I can defend the country. And then suddenly I saw that from America there was a telegram, the American has delivered 2,800 aeroplanes to Britain, that American state has given 2,800 aeroplanes to Britain. And after that I woke up. So then I wrote this related stream to Chaudhry Zafrullah Khan Sahib, and after a few days when I was in the mosque, I received a telephone call, and when I listened to that, that was from Chaudhry Muhammad Zafrullah Khan Sahib. He said, "Haven't you seen the news in the newspaper that your dream has been fulfilled? And just now the circular has been issued, and it has been come in the newspaper that the American government has given the British government 2,800 aeroplanes have been given by them. The American government has given to the British government." And similarly, the King of Belgium, In 1940, I mentioned about my vision among the people, and which was fulfilled in 3 days. And that was the thing that I saw, that there is an open area, dark is there, and somebody with green uniform is there, and it looks like a king, and then the revelation was there. Abdicated. And I mentioned on 26th of when the people were gathered for the prayer of the victory of the Britain, and I made the prophecy that a king is going to be dismissed, and there is going to be a change about the king. And within the 3 days, God Almighty made it so that suddenly the king was dismissed. And the meaning of abdicated is this one, that announcement, this is exactly what it means, that through the announcement, somebody, or practically, if a person is unable to perform his duty, then he is relieved of his duty. That is the meaning. So either he himself says that I abdicate or he would be abdicated and he would not be able to discharge the duties as a king. So exactly this is what happened. And the Belgian government used the same wording, and he said that our king is in the hand of German government and he cannot discharge his duties. Therefore, we are the ruler, not the king. So there are so many examples like that regarding himself. As Muslim Maud says about that one, it was mentioned that he would be under the shade of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty is always helping me and protects me from the attacks of the enemies. As the Muslim Maud says that now you see that how Allah Almighty has fulfilled this promise and protected me all the time. There is no such revelation. I cannot say that I will not die through any human effort. But I can say that unless I have got my duties to perform, nobody can kill me. And there have been series of incidents with me that people tried to kill me, but Allah Almighty always protected me by His grace and mercy. Once I was addressing a gathering, and during that my speech, sometime I drink, have a sip of the hot tea. And suddenly, during that time, somebody gave this something in a plate and asked the person. The person passed it on to me and eventually it reached me. And something edible was there and it came to the stage. And on the stage, somebody just thought and he tasted that one. And there was damage to his tongue. And then he realized that it was a dangerous thing. And if that had been coming to me and if I had tasted, it would have caused me certain damage. So Allah Almighty saved me. And suddenly my Pathan young man came, and when I came out to see him, then Abdul Wahid Khan Sahib, he realized that he is carrying his weapon, and he captured him. And there are so many other examples like that where Allah Almighty protected him. So far as the deliverance of people from the captives from the prison, there are so many examples of that which make it very clear that nobody can deny the fact that Allah Almighty has enabled these Kashmiris to be delivered from the bondage of captivity through me. The arrangement has been made by Allah. And the Kashmiri people, they were captured in the bondage of sin in such a way that it was impossible for them to get delivered from that. And Raja Sahib had the full control and he could do whatever he liked. They were not allowed to cut trees even or do anything. Another thing mentioned in the prophecy was that he would be getting his fame will reach to the end of the earth. This prophecy was fulfilled gloriously during the time of the Muslim Maud, promised reformer. During his period, Ceylon, Mauritius, Sumatra, state settlements, China, Japan, Russia, Iraq, Sham, Palestine, Abyssinia, Czechoslovakia, Romania, and some missions in United States, Yugoslavia, Argentine. 34 or 35 countries are there in which the message of Islam was there, and thousands of Christians have entered into the fold of Islam through me. And through me, the preaching which has been done of Islam and Ahmadiyya through me, which is reaching all the world. So this prophecy, I have mentioned only a few points regarding the fulfillment of that. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says, you open up your eyes and see that this is not only a prophecy, but this is a great sign of Allah Almighty, which Allah Almighty, a glorious be His name, has shown to us, and which He has shown to prove the truthfulness of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. it has been shown for that purpose. And actually, this sign is a 100 times greater sign than bringing a dead person back to life. Because when a person is brought back to life, that you pray to Allah Almighty, you call back his soul. Here, by the grace of Allah Almighty, and because of the blessing of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Almighty has accepted my prayer, this humble self, and such a spiritual soul, blessed soul has been sent, that the blessing of that will spread all over the earth. Although this sign, it looks like just reviving the dead, but actually it will be appear to be that this sign is hundreds times better than the bringing of the people back to life. And here, but it is much greater and much better than the sign of those. And those people who deny the signs of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and they are very much disappointed. So they should get a lesson from it. And these are some of the points which I have mentioned very briefly. And regarding the glory of this prophecy, and has been mentioned in this last extract of the Promised Messiah, which I have mentioned, I am sure that now those ignorant Ahmadis, they sometime write from various places and sometime make the questions that why do we celebrate this day of Muslim Aud? Why don't we celebrate regarding other Khulafa? It would be clear to them that the day of the prophecy of the Muslim Aud is to revive your faith in the prophecy of Allah, and also to remember this promise that the objective of us is to present the truth of Islam and to the truthfulness of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We have to establish that one. This is neither the day of his birth or death. Accepting the prayers of the Promised Messiah Alaihi Salatu Wasalam, Allah Almighty established from his progeny, he showed a sign of the birth of a person from his progeny, who would be having specific attributes, and he would be established the truth of Islam throughout the world, and he actually did. And he opened up such avenues, and he established certain ways for the community by following those path. Even those who are coming later on, they are going to get further progress more and more. So this day always reminds and brings to us the realization of our responsibility, and it reminds us that we should make full use of it, and it should not be simply the fulfillment of a sign and scholarly and one's own, according to one's own understanding, we should be mentioning certain things. Allah Almighty enable us to understand it properly. I want to mention one thing. There was a program of Ansarullah that on this day of Muslim Aud prophecy, we have also included some sports, and there will be some educational program. There will be meeting on that. So Ansarullah has got nothing to do with the sports. Actually, Ansarullah should have been paying attention to this, their promise, and they should follow those paths for which Hazrat Muslim Aud has guided us, and he has established the institution of Ansarullah, so that we should be able to convey the message of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to the far end of the world. So I'm sure that Ansarullah, whosoever has made this program, I don't want to name them, they would revise their plan, and also in future people will take care of this matter in this regard.
Alhamdulillah nahmadu wa nasta'inu ونستغفر ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله ان الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.